We're talking business now. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management. Greg, good morning.
Morning, Ryan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Say that on the 20th of January.
I know, it feels a bit weird, doesn't it? We are a little late, but it's the first time we've spoken, so it's a pass. Things still tough for the manufacturing sector here in New Zealand, Greg.
Yeah, they sure are. So, yeah, we're seeing some recurrent themes around weakness in the economy, in particular the manufacturing sector. So this is the latest report from BNZ Business New Zealand. So the report was called December Doldrums, so that's a bit of a giveaway. So the PMI was 45.9, so anything below 50, we're in contraction territory, so that's pretty much where we are. Up slightly from November, but you know, well below historical averages. The manufacturing sector, Ryan, has now been in contraction for 22 consecutive months. And there was also another unwelcome record. It's the first time in the survey's history that all 12 months of a year were in contraction. And the next closest, to give you an idea, was the global financial crisis. And we had 9 of the 12 months there in contraction. So, yeah, things are pretty tough, you know, for the manufacturing sector. We're seeing a slowdown in the economy. We're seeing slower consumer demand still. There's less stuff needing to be manufactured. There were some bright spots, so let's have a look at those. We've got new orders. They lifted a little bit, as did employment. But the overall mood, still very somber. Proportion of negative comments stood at 59%. But let's try and draw on something a little bit more upbeat. Last week's forward-looking NZIER quarterly survey of business opinion did say that, or did show that firms are expecting things to improve in the next 6 months, and that was in positive territory on a net basis for the first time since 2017. So a lower currency, that's expected to help the export side. And BNZ, they reckon the manufacturing sector is going to grow by 1% this year. So that's not much, but better than the 2.7% contraction estimated last year. So yeah, we'll take that.
Absolutely, especially after 22 months of declines. To the US, they are getting a bit excited over there about the arrival of Trump.
Yeah, they certainly are. In fact, so the US indices had the best week since the week of the presidential election. So the Dow was up 3.7%, the S&P 500 was up 2.9%, the NASDAQ tech stocks are back on the up, they were up 2.5%. So, yeah, there's a bit of guesswork, of course, around all things Trump, and we've got the inauguration, haven't we, kicking off very soon, the next couple of days. But, yeah, I suppose the themes around deregulation, lower taxes are being viewed positively, and, yeah, just the prospect of, a soft economic landing for the economy. You know, there's obviously a lot of talk about that, and that's in the air. There's a bit of data, actually, on this front on Friday as well, so US housing starts. They rose faster than expected and were, in fact, 11% higher in December than they were in November, so that's positive news as well. We also saw a couple of reports last week which show that inflation, obviously, that remains a big topic, pressures there moderating, so we've got the core CPI that came in. That rose less than expected. Likewise did the producer price index. And that's also relevant ahead of the Fed, which meets at the end of this month. And we're also into the results season, so we'll talk about that this week. But we've got the major banks. They've kicked things off positively. Shares there were climbing last week. Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, they're up 12%. JP Morgan Chase, that jumped 8%. But yeah, a lot of focus on the inauguration. And he's expected to announce a few executive orders as soon as he gets into the hot seat. So let's see there. And also just one more bit of positive news as well there, Ryan. We had the data on the Chinese economy, so that expanded by 5.4% in the fourth quarter. So that stimulus is kicking in. And that's good news for our biggest customer.
And conveniently for Xi Jinping, it's 0.4% above where he said it would be. TikTok, time is ticking. They've gone dark overnight in the United States. I guess we'll wait and see what Trump does with this.
Yeah, that's right. So he said he's basically going to review the situation. He said a decision will be made potentially this week. He said stay tuned, writing in a post on his own social media app. But yeah, the CEO of TikTok, he's actually attending the inauguration. He's added that 7 million American businesses use it to make money and find customers, and it's very important. So yeah, stay tuned there. But yeah, for the moment, that app has gone dark in the US. Apple and Google, they've removed it from their app stores. And this all stems from a Supreme Court decision which basically said that the owner ByteDance had to divest TikTok or it would be effectively banned in the US. And that's the situation we find ourselves in. But yeah, as Trump says, stay tuned.
All right, we will. What are the numbers?
So yeah, it was a positive day on Friday. The Dow was up 0.8%, 43,487. NASDAQ up 1%, 5,996. S&P 500, that was up 1.5%. FTSE 100, that was up 1.4% in the UK. Disappointing retail sales data there was increased hopes of a rate cut by the Bank of England. Nikkei down 0.3%, ASX 200 down 0.2%, NZX 50 in New Zealand. We had a good day on Friday, up 1%, 13,130, and we're 1.8% higher for the week, so that's positive. Gold, that was down $11, $2,703 an ounce. Oil down 80 cents, 77.88. We've got that ceasefire, which is good news there. And the currency markets, US dollar against the Kiwi, 55.9, down slightly. Against the A dollar, we're down slightly as well, 90.16. and 45.89 against sterling. That was up slightly. This week, Ryan, we've got plenty going on as well. We've got more earnings reports coming out of the US. We've got likes of Netflix and American Express. We've got, obviously, the inauguration. Look out for those executive orders. We've got the Bank of Japan meeting as well. And here back home, we've got the dairy auction and the inflation number, which is going to be pretty relevant to the RBNZ for the December quarter.
Yes, certainly. Well, Greg, thank you for that. Quite a comprehensive rundown from you. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management, as it always is.